From the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 32 to 45. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was walking on ahead of them. They were in a daze, and those who followed were apprehensive. Once more, taking the 12 aside, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. Now we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man is about to be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the pagans, who will mock him, and spit at him, and scourge him, and put him to death. And after 3 days he will rise again. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, approached him. Master, they said to him, we want you to do us a favor. He said to them, what is it you want me to do for you? They said to him, allow us to sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your glory. You do not know what you are asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup that I must drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I must be baptized? They replied, we can. Jesus said to them, the cup that I must drink, you shall drink. And with the baptism with which I must be baptized, you shall be baptized. But as for the seats at my right hand or my left, these are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted. When the other 10 heard this, they began to feel indignant with James and John. So Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that among the pagans, their so-called rulers lord it over them. And the great men make their authority felt. This is not to happen among you. No, anyone who wants to become great among you must be your servant. And anyone who wants to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man himself did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. And this is the gospel of the Lord. If there's one thing that's known about Jesus, even by those who do not believe on him as the Lord, the Messiah, is that Jesus was a teacher. All through the Gospels, people approaching him and addressing him as teacher. He was recognized as such in his society, and he was a good teacher. And like a good teacher, he knew those to whom he was teaching very well, and especially his disciples who were with him so much of the time. He had already brought these men and women to a belief on him as the Messiah. Peter himself proclaimed that you are the Christ. But they were not prepared for the road ahead. They were not prepared to follow Jesus and to witness to the love with which he was calling them to, the unconditional love of others, to be the servants of others. It would bring for all of them suffering and sacrifice. And so when he explains to them what's about to happen in Jerusalem, the place to where they're traveling to, they receive this information with disbelief. Again, they're confused. They want to change the subject. James and John come to him and say, Jesus, please, when we reach this kingdom of which you have been speaking, let we brothers be at your right and left. And Jesus, again, having brought them to this, sees the misconception that the organizations, the government of this kingdom which Jesus brought to preach is somehow like the ones they're familiar with on earth, where the men on top, the women on top, are the ones who tell everyone else what to do. And so, seeing this is causing among the disciples dispute, he calls them together. He tells them that in the kingdom with which we are witnessing to, the leader is the one who serves all. Serving others is the way to holiness. Serving others is the way to bring the kingdom alive in the world around us. And so this is true in our homes, in our workplaces, wherever we are and moving about. Jesus, he was a carpenter's son. He certainly knew how to use a hammer and a saw, But he didn't use many things during his life. He did pick up a basin of water and a towel to wash the feet of his disciples in order that they might, again, at that time, understand that a life of service is what they were called to. Peter, in the first reading, calls his people to this live a life of holiness, to not be attached to the old ways, but to live in this world as we would live in the kingdom, serving one another.